Welcome back. Angie Austin here. You know, sometimes we want to look a little better, and sometimes people take it too far. I know the lip craze got a little crazy. My husband brings it up every time he sees, like, crazy lips. And, you know, I'll admit, I had to have nose surgery because my nose was broken. And that was something that I actually did in your neck of the woods. Dr. Ben Talley is joining us. And I was in Beverly Hills. And to be honest with you, you can't find better plastic surgeons than Beverly Hills. Welcome, Dr. Ben Talley.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're all here in about a 5-block radius all together.
So crazy. All right. So with that said, and I have to say, in my case, my nose was broken during an assault, and I had to have three surgeries to get it rebuilt properly. And I had tried other, I guess it just goes to the importance of getting someone really good. I went through your credentials. You're extremely well educated and highly qualified. I had it done in a different part of the country and then went to Beverly Hills and actually then had it fixed properly. And I've never looked back. No one's ever even noticed or mentioned that my nose might have been changed or fixed. It looks so natural. So with that said, natural is a big thing. So let's talk first about lips, because if they've been overdone permanently, that might be a difficult thing to fix. And you have a procedure that I guess you do more of than anyone else in the country?
Yes. Yeah, that's called a modified upper lip lift. The issue overall that we've seen with lips and kind of beauty in general is that people have, practitioners and patients have lost sight of what's natural. They've kind of accepted that lips look a certain way if you fill them, rather than kind of aiming for the goal that nobody should ever realize that it's filled or changed or anything like that. So we've become a little too accepting of things that look fake, weird, or awkward. And in plastic surgery, nothing should actually look plastic. Everything should look absolutely normal. So the upper lip lift, it goes beyond just trying to fill the lips or overfill them when they shouldn't be filled, and it's a small procedure that actually shortens the height of the upper lip, and it's highly underused. So if you look at the world of plastic surgery, people do facelifts left and right. They do upper eyelid surgery all the time. However, lip lifts they're afraid to do. And if you look at the need for lip lifts, just like everything else, the lip starts to droop over time. So it should be done more commonly, but the problem is people don't do the procedure well because in the past it wasn't really described so well, and people end up with pretty bad scarring on the face and changes of their nasal base, and nobody wants that. So now I've modified the procedure in a way where you can do it without getting any visible changes to the face. There's no more scarring to worry about, and the improvements are much, much more natural and sexy. And it's so natural that nobody's family member has ever realized I've done it unless they've told them.
Well, and also, it's interesting because I'm looking at some of the before and after pictures. I looked at them about a week ago as well, and I'm re-looking at them. And the one that really strikes me is a woman who obviously had her lips done, and then you corrected mm-hmm. them. So they still look full, but they don't look like, I'll be on a duck. I mean, you...
Like a duck.
You somehow fixed it so she looks natural, but they're still full.
Yeah, so the issue in terms of like what practitioners are doing is everybody is fixated on volumization. They think that higher volume lips are sexier lips. And that's an extremely oversimplified understanding of what makes a lip sexy and nice. It's the accent, it's the definition, it's the curvature, the tooth show. There's all this other stuff that goes into what makes the mouth sexy. So lips have been largely overfilled, and they keep getting overfilled, not just with bad filler, it's with the wrong product. So people would fill with a filler called Juvederm, and Juvederm is the most popular filler probably in the world. Okay, and it doesn't mean it's the best. If you look at plastic surgery and how weird people look, you'd realize that what most people use is usually the worst. So Juvederm is the worst of all these products for the lip because it draws in water, it's hydrophilic, it's migratory. We call it Moviderm. It moves all over the place. So that photo that you were looking at, the young girl had the filler actually injected in an appropriate location maybe like 10 years ago. But then a year or two later, it started to migrate upwards and fill the part of her lip that's above the pink, and that starts to project it out and give it a strange, awkward, and overly projected appearance. So what we did was we dissolved it, completely thinned it out, and then lifted it. And it's similar to what Kylie Jenner went through. Kylie Jenner had overfilled lips, and it changed her life. So she's not ashamed she did it or anything like that. But she went and had them dissolved to thin them out and start from scratch again because too much of the filler had accumulated in the wrong spots.
Oh, I see. So it shifts. All right. I have to say, one of the most dramatic pictures I saw was a woman who had more of a masculine looking face, and then after you did that the lift upper lift lip, it's unbelievable how feminine she looks, and I can't see her whole face, but it's shocking to me from the top lift where she, as we get older, our lips aren't as full and they're real thin, and then she looked so much more feminine in the lower picture.
Yes, and the thing that's interesting is when people look at the before and after photos, even of the full face, sometimes if they look at it quickly, they think the person had a facelift because their face looks smaller. It looks more petite and it doesn't look as droopy. And that's just because their upper lip was so predominantly hanging, that shortening it really changed the balance of the whole face.
Let's talk a little bit about the face in general and some of the things you do. Your before and after pictures are pretty impressive. What are some of the things that people are doing on the face?
So interestingly, people have been going a little more surgical in my practice. I think overall, around the country and less so around the world, but they are following suit. Everyone's becoming more accepting of plastic surgery, and plastic surgery and plastic cosmetic procedures have also improved dramatically because the bar has been raised. Everybody's got social media. Everybody can see what the doctors are doing now, and so they can't just keep putting out the same old, 50-year-old results. So everybody has been improving, and doing so, in my practice, you see that people are going, they feel more comfortable going towards surgery at a younger age rather than filling up their face, or they're finding out that, you know what, I can get away without doing surgery because there's this new skin tightening procedure. So the two things that I've been doing more of, is one is called the Aura Lift, and that's it's kind of my gimmicky name for the type of facelift that I do. And the other is called Profound, which is a radio frequency treatment that tightens the skin better than any treatment in history. So the Profound, it's impressive because it's like a laser. It passes energy into the skin. And what it does is it stimulates your body to create its own new building blocks for the skin, including hyaluronic acid, elastin, and collagen. And that really thickens, tightens, and hydrates the skin. This, for some people, can be done completely in lieu of a facelift, or they do it after a facelift to improve their skin quality even more. And it's a thing that like guys love. And it's amazing because it's got 100% satisfaction rate. And you look at older machines that are like 20 years old, like Althera and Thermage. And Althera, people have been using left and right because there are so many offices that own it. But if you look at what it's doing and you look at the horror stories online, it's actually deflating people's faces. So now that we have, people look older after doing it. Not everybody, but there's certainly a large percentage that are looking older after they do it. And you look at the results that you can get safely now, people are loving the results from Profound. So they're doing this non-surgical tightening more and more. And alternatively, if they say, you know what, I would rather just skip to the big stuff, they see that you can do a lift now without looking like you've been operated at all. So that's called the Aura Lift, and it's a modified type of facelift. It's no longer the pulling, tightening, stretching type of theory that we used to have. Now the idea is that we go into the face, we release all the tension that's been formed over time, and then just reposition it. So it's more of a logical, restorative surgery rather than, a doctor going in and trying to get creative and do crazy things. You just go in there, you release everything, and you restore it back to where it used to be, and you're getting bigger results, longer lasting results, and way more natural results.
And what's the profound? What is it? Is that the name of the laser, or is it the technique, or what is that?
It's the name of the company. So
Oh.
Profound was, it's an Italian technician from an Israeli company that was bought out by several companies. Now they're owned by Syneron Candela, and
Okay, so it's the company name.
it's the
Okay.
top two. It's the top two. There's Embrace and Profound are the two machines that work consistently on everybody and make a significant difference. There's no other device that I say is worthwhile doing for something significant. For facials, you can do any radio frequency. They're all nice.
Now, I know you've got a section on your website for celebrities and models, and I recognized Angie Everhart right away. She looks significantly better, but not any different. I know that sounds weird, but like she looks like she did 10 years ago. And so I can't really tell what you did, but she looks really good. It looks like her face is tightened up a little bit, but she looks no different than she did 10 years ago. She just looks younger.
Yeah, so that's the AuraLift, and that's the whole thing where it's a restorative surgery. And even the type of brow lifting that I do is restorative, meaning I go release all the tension, reposition it into where it used to be, and just drop it right there. And the reason we did hers was, I don't know if you remember, she had thyroid cancer. And most people respond well when they get thyroid cancer. It's not a big deal. Angie had a hell of a ride. She's a redhead, which I don't know if you're familiar with redheads' personalities and their body and their temperaments, but their hormones react very aggressively when they go through these kind of metabolic changes. And so she gained like 100 and something pounds and then deflated rapidly. So her face showed the changes very, very dramatically through all this weight fluctuation, which is why we ultimately did the lift.
I see. Yeah, that looks amazing. I mean, it's I guess they say the proof is in the pudding, right? So you look at your pictures and they're really impressive. Anything that you do that's rather simple or not very invasive where you see really great results? You mentioned the Profound. Anything else that you just I'm seeing fillers also used in a way that it tends to in a couple of these pictures, it looks like give a little bit of a facelift, not just fill like a wrinkle or fill lips.
And the idea is not over-volumizing the face when you do that. So if you over-volumize someone's face with fillers, they can get something called a tissue expansion effect, and they're actually aging over time because you're just stretching their skin out. It's very important to do very subtle, small amounts. And the thing that's made me more capable of doing that is the Profound. So I would do a radiofrequency treatment. I wait for their face to shrink down a little bit in size, and then the volume that I add in later, meaning like a month or two later, it's a very, very small amount, just to accent the areas that have lost volume, like the under eyes and the nasolabial folds and the jawline, which is something that you would call a liquid facelift. But a liquid facelift on somebody with a big, saggy, heavy face just makes them bigger. If you make the face smaller first, you can do it in a much more delicate way. So doing a combination of Profound then fillers, it's really, really, really nice.
It does look really good. All right, how do people reach you? Do you have a website you can give us?
Yeah, my website is beverlyhillscenter.com, and the Instagram handle that we use, which everybody lives on social media now, is Dr. Ben Talley, DrBen.
And that's Talei,
Correct.
Talei.
Yes.
Wow. Well, your pictures are impressive. You're doing great work. And if you don't mind, you also have a really neat section on your website that I was reading about your philanthropy. Are there any of these, and there's a
Nice.
lot, that really stand out to you that make I love the Healing the Children and the Operation Smile. With all of the different endeavors you do to give back, anything that really touches your heart specifically?
Yeah, I mean, they all do. The domestic violence stuff is probably what I spend the most time on, in terms of raising awareness and making sure everybody knows that the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence is around. So they're the umbrella organization to all the 100 or so domestic violence charities in the country, and I like to fundraise for them. I throw events for them, and I help any patients that come in needing help for scarring. The Operation Smile stuff I love. We go on trips with Hugs. Hugs is Help Give Us Smiles.
Oh.
And we go, twice a year, and we fix cleft palates, cleft lips. And the more fun for me is actually the ears. So kids without ears, called microtia, we take their rib cartilage and we carve it into an ear and structure a new ear for them.
Oh my gosh, that's fascinating. What
Yeah,
a
it's fun. And
different
the
world. What a different world for you, going from Beverly Hills, where you're just tweaking, making people a little more beautiful, and then your Operation Smile, the Hugs Help Give Us Smiles and Healing the Children, then it's life-changing.
Yeah, it's super enjoyable. It's fun. For me, surprisingly enough, it's kind of all the same. I'm here and I'm operating and doing facelifts, and then I go over there. I kind of just feel like it's what I do.
Yeah.
There's not a big difference for me, but definitely when I go over there, I get a different feeling because it's just you can kind of focus just on helping people who need it, who have no other resources. And over here, I feel like that too. I help people all day long, and people come in and, you know, they don't have the money to pay for something that doesn't matter to me. I'll always do it for them. But over there, it's like, it's a community, you know, it's not an individual person. So it's a different feeling because you're kind of greeted by a group when you go there, and it's really nice.
Wonderful. Dr. Bentele, really great to talk to you. And again, the website, beverlyhillscenter.com, beverlyhillscenter.com. Thank you, Dr. Tolley.
Oh, thank you so much, Angie. Take care.